God for our music ministry and Brother Aaron Williams soloing. Give him a hand. There's nothing God can't do. Brother Kaufman, we're praying for you. We're praying for your family. Amen. Nothing God can't do. I want to read Psalm number 118, verse 22 and verse 23, the New International Version. The text says, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." The word of our God. Thank you, ushers. Cornerstone. This first Sunday of the year is sort of a bridge Sunday. We've just completed a full year that has passed, and we're at the beginning of a new year that is ahead of us. The year that has passed is too close not to influence us. And this new year is too fresh to make an assessment. And so we're in this middle stage. We engage in reflections on the last year, 2023. What has happened? What has impacted us? What did we learn? And how did we make it? And we have projections for this year, 2024, where are we headed? What are our plans? What is God doing? And what will this new year bring? And Psalm number 118 has several sections that I think are helpful for us. The psalm affirms the goodness of God. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever." An affirmation of the goodness of God. And then the psalm contains an affirmation of God's power. Because verses 14 and following state, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. I will not die but live and proclaim what the Lord has done." And the last section of the psalm, which captures our attention, is the affirmation of God's support and God's victory. And it says, I will give thanks, you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. After Jesus' death and resurrection, the followers of Jesus began to reflect upon the significance of Jesus' life and ministry. And you must understand that there was no New Testament at that time. There was just the law and the prophets. And these scriptures were read by the early Christians. And as they read those scriptures, they interpreted them in light of Jesus' ministry. And as Christ's followers began to tell his story, they found echoes of Christ's work in the pages of Scripture. And they resonated with the words of prophecy and began to see how the Scriptures of the Old Testament point to the work of Christ. The early Christians highlighted passages like, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." They read passages like, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." And these passages for the Christians speak of the work of Christ. They highlight Christ's ministry of redemption. And Psalm 118, verse 22, also becomes a focal verse for the followers of Jesus Christ, because they see this verse as a description of Christ's rejection and resurrection. The verse validates the ministry of God in Jesus Christ. Listen to the verse again. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And for the followers of Christ, Jesus is the cornerstone. Now, Psalm 118 celebrates the victory of the king of Israel. The king has gone out and waged battle against Israel's enemies, and the king has won the battle. And this psalm is a psalm of praise and deliverance. In Psalm 118, the stone refers to the king, and the builders are the nations that reject the king. But then there is a reversal. The king who has been rejected has prevailed, and he has been exalted. And when the followers of Christ reflected upon Christ's ministry, they saw a parallel with Psalm 118. Because Christ goes from rejection and humiliation to exaltation and glorification. And so Psalm 118 and 22 for the early Christians points to the ministry of Jesus Christ. And they said, Jesus is the cornerstone. When Isaiah prophesies and says, "Therefore thus says the Lord, see, I am laying in Zion a foundation stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, one who trusts will not panic." The early Christians said, that foundation stone, that precious stone, that tested stone is Jesus Christ. And on this Epiphany Sunday, as we celebrate God's appearance in Christ, I want to say something about this cornerstone. Early Christians felt represented Jesus Christ. What does this cornerstone mean? What does it symbolize? The psalmist draws upon the people's experience with builders and buildings and their knowledge of the process of constructing solid buildings makes them familiar with a cornerstone. The cornerstone or capstone or foundation stone is very important. It was the first stone set in the masonry foundation. And the position of the cornerstone is significant because the other stones of the building are set in reference to the cornerstone. The cornerstone sets the angle of the walls, of two walls, and then bears the weight of both walls at the corner. If the cornerstone is set improperly, the entire structure is compromised. If the cornerstone is structurally defective, it cannot bear the weight of the entire structure. So it's not surprising that the followers of Jesus would look at the significance of Jesus' redemptive work on Calvary and say he is the cornerstone, that Jesus is the foundation, the capstone upon which God's work of redemption is set. And that's why Ephesians says, but built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone, in him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. God has set Jesus as the cornerstone of redemption and built the whole structure of faith upon the work of Christ. And so the text says, the stone that the builders rejected is become the cornerstone. Let me say that again. The stone that the builders rejected. Stop there. The builders rejected. The builders look for the right stone. They want a stone, as I said, that can bear the weight of the structure. So the cornerstone has to hold up two walls and be in the right position. If it is defective, it cannot do its job. Jesus comes to the world. He begins his ministry. He heals the sick. He gives sight to the blind. He feeds the crowds. He raises the dead. He lives a sinless life. But he is rejected. The builders, the Jews and the Romans, don't see him as the cornerstone. To them, the builders, Jesus is defective. They reject him. The Jews reject Jesus as Messiah because they were looking for a warrior, a mighty fighter who would deliver them from Roman oppression. And the Romans reject Jesus as king because they don't want a Jew to reign over them. And Isaiah prophesied about this when he says to Israel, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Jesus was sent by God as the cornerstone for redemption. And as the cornerstone, he was rejected. And what do you do with a rejected stone? What do you do with a defective stone? You throw it away. And many, many builders continue to throw Jesus away. We build our lives without Jesus. We build our families without Jesus. We build our careers without Jesus. We even build our churches without Jesus. We're no longer churches. We are called sinners, worship sinners. And some people are building the new year without Jesus. We think that Jesus isn't the right stone. And we think that Jesus cannot bear the weight of our lives. He was rejected. But the Bible says he's become the cornerstone. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. In other words, the builders make a mistake. When the nations reject the king prevails anyway. When the Jews and the Romans conclude that Jesus is defective, they make a mistake. Because no one else can fill the role that Jesus fills. He's the only cornerstone. I said earlier that the cornerstone holds together two walls. And in the relationship between the creature and the creator, we have two walls. One wall represents a just God. And the other wall represents a fallen humanity. And Jesus is the only stone without blemish or defect that can satisfy the demands of a just God and satisfy and stand in the gap for a fallen humanity. There are two walls. God's on one side and we're on the other side. And we need a stone that can bear the weight of both sides, the fallen humanity and a just God. And Paul says, for no one can lay any foundation than that one that has been laid, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. Jesus lives a sinful life. He is God in the flesh, fully human and fully divine. So nobody can bear the weight of sin but Jesus. Because of his selection by God, he is the cornerstone that can hold up the structure of redemption. Sin is heavy. Sin is weighty. It takes power to hold the weight of sin. And Isaiah tells us the Lord laid upon him, upon Jesus, the iniquity of us all. That's a big task, isn't it? All of humanity's sin has been laid on Jesus. Your sin, my sin, sins yet to be committed have all been laid on Jesus. That's a lot of sin. That's a lot of treachery. All the lies laid on Jesus. All the stealing laid on Jesus. All the hatred in the world laid on Jesus. All the adultery laid on Jesus. All the false testimony laid on Jesus. All the envy and jealousy laid on Jesus. All the mistakes we make laid on Jesus. All the cheating laid on Jesus. All the murders laid on Jesus. All the backbiting laid on Jesus. All the sin yet to be committed is laid on Jesus. It takes a solid stone. It takes a stone as solid as a rock to hold up the structure of redemption. And when God weighed it, when God took sin and put it on the scales and weighed the responsibility, the only person he could choose to be the cornerstone is his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the cornerstone. And I like the psalmist said, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. When they rejected Jesus, when they threw him away, they thought that Jesus was finished. And so they crucified him and they nailed him to a cross. But when they raised the cross up, they made a mistake. When they raised him on the cross, they made a mistake. They realized that they weren't raising just anybody. They realized they were raising the cornerstone. And so on Calvary, Jesus broke sin's back. On Calvary, Jesus stomped Satan to the ground. On Calvary, Jesus' blood flowed down to wash away our sin, all of the sin of the world. The Jews put Jesus in a grave, and then they sealed the grave with a huge stone. And they said, we got him locked up. We've got him locked away. We can throw the key away. But they didn't realize he was the cornerstone. And on the third day morning, God remembered the cornerstone and rolled the stone away. And Jesus came out of the grave. God raised him in power. So Jesus goes from rejection, stone the builders rejected, to exaltation, the chief cornerstone. Why preach the cornerstone on the first Sunday of the new year? Because you don't know what this year will bring. You don't know what trials you'll face this year. You think that the folk who will give you problems are the ones you know right now. But there's a problem coming you don't know about. And so you need to build your life in 2024 on a sure foundation. You need a rock in your life. A rock that has no defects in it. You need a rock strong enough to hold the structure of your life and to keep it in place. Because I'm here to tell you, the wind is going to blow this year. The storms are going to rage this year. The problems are going to roll in this year. You need a rock that is solid to hold you and keep you this year. And I'm saying to you, Let Jesus be your cornerstone. Let Jesus be your stone so that you can trust and not panic this year. Because when the burdens come upon you and when the difficulties surround you, the devil might try to make you panic. And the devil might say, you aren't going to get through this time. The devil might say, you're going to be destroyed this time. But when your anchor is tied to a solid rock, you can say, I've got a cornerstone. His name is Jesus. He'll walk with me. He'll hold me. He'll guide me every step of the way. Cornerstone. That's what God wants to do this year. God wants to exalt us. God wants to help us increase. God wants us to know that God has heard our prayers. God wants us to know that God will show up just when we need him to show up. And so let sickness come. Let death come. Let burdens come. Let troubles come. They can all come, but they will all show up after Jesus has come. Because Jesus is already here. Jesus is already with us. Jesus is already on our side. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust. I dare not trust. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Cornerstone. The invitation to Christ is extended. I want to try to sing, even though I'm not a singer. I want to encourage somebody with my bad singing about a cornerstone. I may not be the best at anything, nor have the best of anything. Sometimes I feel like I'm the least of all, but I know someone who has everything, and that someone is my everything, and I'm happy just to know that I'm his child. His name is Jesus, the righteous Son of God, the lily of the valley, bright and morning star. His name is Jesus. He's my everything, and I'm happy just to know that I'm his child. I may not be the best at anything. Doors of the church are open as our ministers, greeters, and deacons come. Will you come? Nor have the best of anything. Sometimes I feel like I'm the least of all, but I know someone who has everything, and that someone is my everything, and I'm happy just to know that I'm his child. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the righteous Son of God, the lily of the valley. Will you stand with me? He's a bright and morning star. His name is Jesus. He's my everything. I'm happy just to know, and I'm happy just to know, and I'm happy just to know that I'm his child. His name is Jesus, the righteous Son of God. He's the lily of the valley. He's my bright and morning star. His name is Jesus. He's my everything. Everything. And I'm happy just to know that I'm his child. Be happy this year. No matter what comes, know you're God's child. And God will be with you every step of the way. God bless you.